Cuomo's budget director previewed the plans, which will be released as part of the 30-day amendments to the governor's state budget proposal. Robert Mujica says if changes aren't made to mitigate the cap on state and local tax deductions, then higher-income New Yorkers will move out of state.
Even if we only lose a small number of high-income taxpayers, that would cripple the state's revenues, and it would lead to large budget deficits, which fund many of the programs that people depend upon.
He says it would also make the state less competitive and threaten jobs. The plans include a voluntary payroll tax that employers and their workers could substitute for the state income tax. Republican Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan remains skeptical, though, that the proposal could work.
I will say this, payroll tax, that makes my head spin.
Flanagan says he'll wait to see the details of the bills before passing final judgment. The plan would reduce a worker's salary by the amount they pay in income taxes. It would convert the money to a payroll tax paid by the employer. The employee's amount of take-home pay would be unchanged, but Flanagan says it would still be a hard sell to workers.
And an employee who is making $100,000, now we're going to shift it over to the employer, and you're going to go tell the employee, you're fine. But now you're making $94,000. You're still getting your same net pay. The mentality of human nature will be, I just got my pay cut, $6,000. So until we see the details, I mean, my visceral reaction is, I think all of our colleagues are opposed to that.
Cuomo will also release details on another proposal to create two charitable funds for health and education. Taxpayers could donate to the funds as a substitute for paying a portion of their property taxes. They could then receive a charitable donation tax credit on their federal tax forms. Senator Flanagan questions whether the process could be as straightforward as it seems.
It's that first word that kind of grabs everybody. Charitable deduction. Oh, God, I can call my accountant, be able to write this off. This will be awesome. You and I both know it's not going to be that easy.
The Senate leader also questioned Cuomo's contention that the federal tax changes will cost the state $14 billion. He points out that in some parts of the state, including most of upstate New York, most taxpayers will benefit from the federal tax changes and the new, larger standard deduction. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, a Democrat, says he supports the payroll tax idea, and he thinks it could work.
We're open to reviewing those things because, as I said, if we do nothing, then those citizens of the state who itemize are looking at getting a big hit in their pockets.
Speaker Hastie, who has a master's degree in business administration and finance, says he has more concerns, though, about creating a charitable fund that could be substituted for the property taxes. He's unsure whether the IRS would really allow that arrangement.
We want to make sure that if you accept something, that we don't open up our constituents 3 years from now, getting the IRS coming to them and saying you have a huge tax liability plus interest. So we want to protect people from that as well.
Cuomo has proposed the tax code revisions as part of the state budget, but Senate Leader Flanagan says he doubts the tax changes can be worked out by the budget deadline at the end of March. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.